It looks like FDA is likely to issue an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID vaccine to be used as a booster for everybody 18 and up, likely before Friday, because the CDC's Advisory Committee on Vaccine Practices has scheduled an advisory committee on the topic for Friday, and FDA has to act before CDC can act. It's kind of a two-point clearance process here in the U.S. for vaccines. And so one thing that's important for people 18 and over to realize is even if you didn't get the Pfizer vaccine as your initial COVID vaccine series, so say you got Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, the way they've now cleared boosters, you can mix and match, so they say. So say you're 18 and you got Moderna, you can get a Pfizer booster. You don't have to wait for them to clear the Moderna booster for 18 and up.
So the other big development today was Pfizer again asking the Food and Drug Administration to authorize this experimental COVID-19 antiviral treatment. What do we know about how that one works, and do we know who it would be for?
Pfizer submitted an application, and it looks like right now they're asking FDA to clear this product for people that are not vaccinated, though it is possible FDA could clear it for broader populations, or Pfizer may eventually ask for that. But basically, the idea here is if you get COVID and you are at risk of it progressing to severe disease and needing to be hospitalized, if they can treat you really early with these drugs, they have shown incredibly high rates of keeping people out of the hospital and preventing death. And these are, you know, sort of simple pills you can get from your doctor and at your local pharmacy. There's another product the FDA is looking at for Merck as well. And boosters are really important, but I think thinking about these pills is really a big game changer in how we manage and tackle this crisis if we can prevent people who get the disease from ever needing to be hospitalized or progressing. That would really make it a lot easier for the country to manage the virus at this point.